This is Vatican Radio and I am Lydia O'Kane. A one-day conference was held in Dublin, Ireland on Wednesday looking at the challenges facing migrants in an Irish, European and global context. The event was hosted by the Emigrants and Immigrants Councils of the Irish Bishops' Conference and included workshops focusing on human trafficking and the politics of undocumented migration. I spoke to one of the conference participants and a member of the board for the Council of Emigrants, Father Alan Hilliard.
Well, I suppose as a church agency, you're always trying to put a human face on the migrant. And that's what I found most interesting today, bringing it back to the person who is the migrant. Because over and over again that we see the migrant in terms of a worker or somebody in education as a student, but just seeing the humanity and needing to minister and sort of increase policy so that it's more all-embracing of the human person.
This conference was looking not only at Ireland, but also looking at a European context and a global context. We've seen, yes, Lampedusa, we've seen off the coast of Italy, the, yes, migrants coming in from Africa. Were there, yeah, any ways of firm, concrete plans maybe to help migrants better?
Well, I did a workshop on the undocumented migrant. And, you know, one of the things that we often get happening for people in pastoral work, they get very focused on their specific issue. And the one thing the conference tried to do is raise people's minds to a more global level, in a sense that a lot of the issues, the way to resolve them is through agreements between different countries, bilateral agreements. For instance, I suppose there's a simple thing like when you talk about Irish emigrants going to Australia and Australians coming to Ireland, there's bilateral agreements in healthcare. So I think more and more the issues that are arising in places globally with Lampedusa and African migrants is calling out, if Europe wants workers, to do proper bilateral deals with these countries and establish more formal ways of people migrating to European countries. And also to try and work towards outlawing illegal agents who promise the world and people think they're going to get work when they come to Europe and they end up travelling on holiday visas. So there's a lot, but it really has to happen at a bilateral level, at a minimum level, not on a unilateral level.
I noticed one of the workshops, it was talking about human trafficking. Was, yeah, there anything that came out of that?
There's interesting debate going on in Ireland at the moment about, in the past, that in the whole area of prostitution, it was the person who received money was the criminal, and they're seeking to change the law that if the person who pays for the service, that is now the criminal act. And whereas that is an interesting move, it doesn't actually get to the core issue of illegal migration. It's much broader than just the trafficking issue. And again, it goes back to bilateral agreements and better, I suppose, better scrutiny of the services that are offered to people in their point of departure.
You were telling me you sit on the board of the Council for Emigrants. Now,
that's
traditionally,
right,
the Irish have emigrated to places like the United States, to Australia, over to England, to London.
Yes.
At the moment, Ireland has suffered a very bad financial, like the rest of Europe, financial crisis.
Yes.
What is the situation for Irish people who cannot find a job and are forced to emigrate?
Well, I think emigration is always a safety valve for governments. And I suppose the first principle of Catholic migration is that people have a right not to migrate. People have a right to a future in their own homeland. They have, I suppose, in terms of what the church teaches, they have a right to flourish in the place that they're born and live. But some people feel that they cannot succeed in the place they're in. There's no future. They lack any hope. And so they move. And that's happened in Ireland over and over again. And the sad thing about it is that a lot of countries in the world now are realising the value of emigration in terms of remittances. And they're actually encouraging emigration without taking account of the people, maybe their desire to return in the future. Some in some countries particularly, that it's breaking up family life because a mother or father are away from their children.
With a conference like this, was there anything in particular that you really noted that you could highlight that you were pleased that came out of it?
Well, I think it's extraordinary to hear people refer to Pope Francis and the tone he's setting in the migration debate. As somebody said, he's no longer, as in the history of Europe, people speak from the centre. He's now speaking from the margins. He is looking in from the outside. And so it's helping us all see the work differently, but also to value the people who are caring for migrants. His approach is helping them immensely. I think some of the issues that came up, for instance, like Stefan Kessler, who's the policy and advocacy officer of the Jesuit Refugee Service in Europe, he raised one very important point, for instance, that, you know, if a ship's captain sees refugees or migrants in a boat and it's sinking and he takes them on board, he can be accused of human trafficking. He wouldn't have proper support in the law. I didn't realise that was the case, but I think that's something that would need to be looked at on a human rights level. Because there are certainly issues that have to be grasped and seized, and I think the church should offer the leadership in these things, particularly in relation to the human rights and people's dignity.